You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah. Race
Wars. I know you're like, how could a white man be allowed to be?
He can say the word only in the confines of this podcast. It's what we do, baby! Yeah!
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
I have the power!
With Kurt Metzger and
Welcome out. We're back. Race Wars. We're back, baby. Back, back. Race Wars. New episode. New episode. Kurt, we're back. Kurt, new episode. We got a new episode of Race Wars.
I know. We're supposed to have Pete, what's his head?
Dominic.
No, not Pete Dominic.
Pete Carruthers?
Yeah, who's Pete? What's Pete's last fucking name on SNL?
Davidson?
Are you
yeah, Pete Davidson was supposed to
you
be
really
on.
Didn't know his name?
I forgot. It's such like a bland nothing of a name.
Yeah.
yeah, but he couldn't get permission. Shay didn't have to get permission to come on because
he's black. Ain't no white man going to give no black man permission to do nothing this day and age. We do it.
Well, no. He's been on for a little bit, and if you're new, they make you get permission. So Pete's not allowed to have... I guess when he said he wanted to go on a show called Race Wars, they were not thrilled with my guys. They don't know Pete.
That's how the white man try to stop us, man.
Race Wars. What race is Pete Davidson? Do you know?
That
was what we were going to get to the bottom
of. He's Italian, ain't he?
He is?
I mean, his father died in 9/11.
He ain't white enough.
He was a fireman. They don't hire black people.
No Jew in there at all?
So...
Pete wouldn't have got hired as a fireman. He would have needed three Irish uncles to vouch for him. And even then, I don't think he's getting it with those lips. I can say it. He's not
on the show. I love Pete. Pete's a good dude. I love him. He's funny as hell.
Yeah, he is a good kid. Man. He would have been good to have on. But luckily, Hot Tim was here.
Hot Tim!
And,
welcome back.
And Kaylin are here as always. And because Hot Tim, I was making fun of the you know about the Chapel Hill shooting, right?
Yes.
Of the three Muslims
by a lunatic.
Some guy with no chin. Plenty of guns, but no chin. And he actually
Smith
did
and Wesson need to start making chins.
You could see he was mentally ill from his mugshot, just that he thought that beard was creating a chin for him. And so now that guy's in prison. So the father of the girl who was, it was her son-in-law, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know these people, Hot Tim?
It was a married couple.
They're friends of yours, Hot Tim. And who was that?
My sister.
Oh, Brie.
Brie.
So it was his daughter and then two other people. Oh, okay. Better pass that over before we have to follow the rules.
Let me just take one more then.
So the father of the dead girl.
That's sweet.
I know. So, yeah, I'm just saying no.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, it's not.
I look down on cigarettes.
Yeah. But
not for
this
it.
Is, we're broadcasting this. This is a cigarette. It's just we all know.
Oh, this is a cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a cigarette, America. Yeah. You nosy bastards.
It's a cigarette.
Hot to Muslim it up. So
it's a cigarette sponsored by Vegas.com, guys. Vegas.com. Your best place for deals. So the father said they were executed execution style.
They all got shot in the head in an apartment, right?
Sure.
He said execution style. It was definitely a hate crime. It was not a fight over a parking spot.
Not at
which
all.
Is what the guy said.
It's definitely not a fight over a parking spot.
And they said if he has atheist kind of postings on his Facebook, which indicates his possible motivations in a hate crime.
Okay.
Right? You know that part of it?
But he did say, he also said that he don't agree with some, on his Facebook, he said he don't agree with everything, everybody's religion, but he'll fight for their right to have it.
Well, the only proof that it's a hate crime is this guy is white, and that's the proof. Except for
I think if the shooter was black, it could have still been a hate crime against Muslims. If you non-Muslim, that's why people go, okay, was this a hate crime?
It's not clear to me why I'm supposed to believe it's a hate crime. Hot Tem had the best theory I've heard, though. This
what
was put on my Facebook.
That, that's right.
Anything above the waist where you shoot is a hate crime.
Yes.
So a headshot's a hate crime.
I agree.
But a gut shot's not a hate crime.
Gut shot could be a misunderstanding.
Or a kneecap shot.
Race.
So you say absolutely it's a hate crime. What
I believe
say,
so.
First of all,
hate I don't really know that much so. About it, but it seems well. Why would you shoot someone unless you kind of have some hate?
No, but he shot them because they're
like
Muslim.
I know that. That
Karen's right. It was
motivation.
A love crime.
Don't try to dance. Don't try to Jew dance around it.
It's a love crime.
Hate crime? Yes or no?
Yes, Caitlin.
Yeah, I don't care.
Let me get somebody.
All right, that's a valid answer.
It's true. It does seem irrelevant.
But why don't you care? Hotsum's right here.
Yeah, it's the point I made like when we recorded yesterday. Like, I don't, I really, when as soon as this legislative push happened, like, I guess I get it in the case of a case of, like, aggravated vandalism, where instead of it's like, you know, Tom loves Cindy, it's like swastikas. Like, that makes more sense. Like, swastikas are a more serious offense. But when you murder somebody, why can't we just get together and say that murder is wrong, no matter what crazy nonsense was going on in
you
your
gotta
head?
You got to track it. You got to track the killings.
Well, Hi, Tim, what do you say? Because you say this is...
If it's a parking spot thing, why don't you just shoot the driver? Why you have to shoot everybody?
Well, we don't know that yet, right? We haven't gotten the story. It hasn't come out what the altercation was that led to the shootings, has
no,
it?
No, no.
Yeah. But they did say they had problems with this neighbor
for
a while.
But if it was the opposite, if the shooter was Muslim...
Right.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was white.
Right.
There was no argument. Everybody knows it's like terrorist on...
Well, I think he would have to yell Allah Akbar or some shit first for us to say that. I think like the Fort Hood shooter is not classified as a terrorist attack. Did you know that?
Why is that?
Why?
I think it was a technicality so they could give... It was the way they wanted to try him militarily.
Right.
They didn't call it that so that they could probably get the death penalty. I think they did it so they could get the death penalty. Somehow not calling him a terrorist made it so they could try him with the military court and not... As I understand it.
So he shot his neighbor? Is that it? They were neighbors?
White guy shot,
so he knew them.
Yeah
he knew them.
So maybe it was he hated them personally, but
he didn't know them enough to hate them.
Religion doesn't seem to be the motivating factor.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, what's the evidence to you that it was because they're Muslims, other than they had the headgear on? Is that what you say? Or is there something more that you know about it?
That they are Muslims?
Yeah. Like, I mean, how do you know he shot them for being Muslims, what I'm saying?
His dad... her dad said that he visited them a few times with a gun in
the
his
girl's
belt.
Dad, yeah. The girl that
with
got
a
shot.
Gun in his belt and say, like, you know, all the racial stuff. So, I mean.
He said anti. Hold on. That's,
anti-Muslim stuff
that's
with a gun.
That's not what. I didn't hear that.
When he visited. But, I mean, like, that could be a neighbor altercation. Like, I mean, and you've made this point a couple of times, Kurt. Like, when you're mad, you know, the shit that flies out of your mouth, you know, like, I mean, it's. If you're mad at a neighbor for some neighborly shit, like they built their
fence on
your
property. But if
you're
mad and shooting a gun at the same time.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all wrong. I'm not on this guy's side. I just, you know, like, it sounds like there was some tension that was building up over time that was sort of,
I think he didn't like him. I think he didn't like the Muslims living in his
why would you have a gun on you anyway?
Well, look, the bigger controversy is because there's a hashtag thing called Muslims Lives Matter, which... I say it's debatable, but fine.
Everybody would be down with us.
I was watching some Taliban thing where this guy was embedded with the Taliban, you know?
Right.
And it was making me laugh. Whenever I read Muslim Lives Matter, like, I think of them. This Taliban soldier's talking to his commanders because they can't go through with the mission. He goes, "You value your life too much." And he goes, no, my friend. I assure you, we do not value our lives. I promise you.
Did I ever tell you the story of Black Lives Matter at Stables?
I
was at Stables one time, and there was this annoying white woman. Wanted to print 200 signs of Black Lives Matter. And the girl that doing the printing is black, and she was so annoyed. And she's like, you know what? Let's make them 400. And the girl gave her a look like... Why? It's like, it doesn't, but it was so funny because she was black and
you
she didn't want to do it.
That was just a black chick at work who didn't want to work.
Yeah, sure.
That had nothing to do with politics. That's nothing.
That's the funny point about it.
She's like, bitch, I'm 15 minutes away from lunch.
Can you imagine you guys sit there printing out Black Lives Matter while you work at Staples? You're like, my life matters. My life matters.
Most of the signs are misspelled.
$11 an hour.
Whoa.
Nothing in that one.
Well, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
All hashtag shit is corny to me.
I love it. Always hashtag all your stuff.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter, I understand, because there were like two or three cases where there was no charge, you know, nobody was charged. So I get, like, if you see it as a miscarriage of justice, you're like, hey, what, do Black Lives not matter? Why is there nobody being tried for this?
Right.
This is a little different because the guy is in prison. He's charged with first degree murder. It's not like justice isn't being carried out here. This more refers to why didn't the media report this as a terror attack?
Right, but the real justice
am I wrong about that? The reason
hate crime. They said to call it a terrorist.
Because he was terrorizing him. Why can't you say it's a terror attack? You don't got to be Muslim to terrorize a motherfucker.
Yes, you do.
I mean, doesn't
that's how you roll.
But he was was he making a political point?
Right.
I think
I'm
reading a thing right now that he said, and he goes, he's a gun nut, and he goes, but you can't blame guns. I'm paraphrasing. I never care for Glocks personally. I don't know.
You can't blame guns. I saw
you
that.
You can't blame guns for gun violence, and you can't blame Islam for terrorism. That's what he basically said.
It does seem like he loves guns. This assailant, but he hates bullets. That's why he gets rid of them.
Hide these bullets for me. I'll be right back. I don't take my spot.
I have a right to carry and conceal license that I got in North Carolina.
I believe it.
Does it apply here?
No, we don't have reciprocity with New York or any of the northeastern states.
Nobody has reciprocity.
We have reciprocity in 23 states, and they're all...
Well, how do you protect your parking from Hatem?
That's my dad's question. Yeah, I have no idea. Batting my eyelashes and begging for mercy. I don't know.
Is it getting worse for Muslims in America?
We can't fight for parking spots anymore. Like, this is really
I'll tell you the statistics if you want to know. They've been holding steady on... after 9/11, there was a jump in hate crimes against Muslims, which I don't know what that entails. That could be anything from just the things I normally just call Hatem.
Any of Kurt's interactions with Muslims.
Or they could be up to like a beating or something, or somebody they thought a Sikh was a Muslim.
Right.
But still, the champs and reigning champs of victims of hate crimes at numbers 10 times higher than everyone else.
Right.
The Jews.
The Jews?
The Jews are the number one victims of hate crimes by a huge margin.
In America.
I don't know about that.
In America?
What
do you count as a hate crime? Black men
getting
dragged behind trucks.
Records.
Where's the Jew that got dragged behind a truck until his head came off? Where is it?
I just said that when they say hate crime, it could be anything from harassment to getting dragged by a truck. It could be any of those. They don't have stat, you know, maybe they should have a stat for the severity of hate crimes. Like blacks had 3 and they were doozies.
We had
doozies.
Black people had 10 this year, but man, were they crimes.
I mean, our 1 have to be worth about 10, 12, right?
Well, it should be graded on a curve is what it should be.
Yes.
But I think that this is calling it a hate crime is just lazy because it involved a gun. And now anti-gun people who like maybe have a point can all get on board. But...
maybe
there's
it is a hate
gun
crime.
And there were Muslims, but that doesn't like that doesn't necessarily mean.
Look, it might be a hate crime. I'm not ruling it out.
There is no question it's hate crime. There's 3 people dead, not 1.
But
like,
why is
like
there
you
no
will
question?
Get like you will shoot the first one, you're angry, and then you realize what you did, like we see in the movies, like, oh my god, no, I did, and then oh yeah, boom, you too.
And a woman, you shot 2 women in
one
the head.
One of them is young.
Man.
It is hate crime. This guy
is hateful.
Listen,
I mean, what was he going to do? Leave a witness? Like,
any murder is. Hold on, just to prove, I'm just telling you legally to prove they would have to prove that he has a history of being severely anti-Muslim to make that connection. He doesn't. Like the Facebook supposedly of his anti-theistic rants, they're very tame. And
maybe
most
he's smart.
Of them,
maybe he's smart. Every race is not a dumbass.
I don't think he's that smart. If he shot 3 people,
but you don't have to be a super. You don't have to be a super genius to not put dumb shit on Facebook so people can fucking implicate you.
Yeah, but the idea
okay, let's say he's a genius. Let's say,
or just not retarded.
Let's say he smartly didn't put his true feelings on his Facebook. The point is, you got to have. But it's hard to prove.
Why do you have to prove it?
Because that's how it works with hate crimes.
It doesn't sound like he was not sharing his true feelings. It doesn't sound like there's a lot of self-censorship happening with the Facebook posts, even if they're not that bad.
His daughter won't speak to him over the Facebook posts.
Yeah, I mean, he sounds like an asshole. Facebook I mean, I won't posts. Talk to my mom on Facebook
she,
either.
They quoted her as saying that she doesn't agree with him personally bashing people plus other people's beliefs on Facebook, and they interviewed her and
about
she
Kurt.
Wouldn't
no,
she
dude,
wouldn't
I said,
call
yeah, yeah.
her dad like she really won't she cut him out
but is she Christian or some bullshit
I don't know
it's probably his, look dude his fucking Facebook posts Christian if you want to go look at them they're not none of his Facebook posts are mine are way more severe than anything this guy fucking did.
I can understand it.
And most of them are like, I support gay rights.
But you...
And the other ones are, even the anti-religion ones, he goes, right. I would still fight to the death to protect your right to be a Muslim.
That nigga's so, throwing... That's a shade. He's throwing shade.
Okay, the guy that shot
that.
These
really?
People wrote
yeah,
that.
The guy
so
who shot
I'm just
before,
saying,
after,
listen.
After,
I'm just
before,
saying...
Shoot it?
Before.
After they shoot him?
Before the shooting.
Sounds
listen, shut up. Let me finish what I'm saying. All I'm telling you is the Facebook posts are not evidence of anything.
Right.
Maybe he felt that way, but you just won't.
So,
using the Facebook ain't going to work.
So
yes.
let me
but
ask
guess
you,
what? 15 years ago, 10 years ago, wasn't no Facebook. They'll find other evidence.
Exactly. But let me ask you something. Why did he feel the need to say that I will defend Muslims? Like, why did. Unless
he said
he
any. He said all religions. And by the way, there's not one post where he just talks about Muslim. There's not one.
Why did
They're
he feel
all
the need
Muslim
to say
and
that?
Christian, Muslim and Christian.
Why did he feel the need to say that? Like, you wouldn't go, like, on Facebook because, like, I feel that I should. I respect. Why would
I
say
not
that?
Only have had to do that. Why when that bitch tried to get me fired, I had to make a disclaimer. For the record, I love all people. All that. I had to put all that shit.
Comedian.
So if you're writing anti religious shit and you're like, let me straighten my point out, I mean, that's why. Look, just to be clear, everyone should have their own freedom. This guy's posts are not anything.
I could absolutely understand why Facebook. A gun nut in North Carolina would feel the need with his group of friends to be like, you know what? I defend Muslims' right. Like, I'll fight to the death for their right.
He did not specify Muslims.
Muslims and Christians or whatever. But what I'm saying, like, to your point, is like, I can definitely imagine with the news stories over the course of the last year what would motivate that
him
kind of
to
post.
Do that.
Right. There's nothing there on Facebook.
You know what I write on? You know what I write on Facebook? Ooh, prostitution's yucky. Then I go out and get prostitutes.
Oh my god. You know what you just reminded me of, by the way?
Motherfucker.
I watch fucking MSNBC Sex Slaves USA. I think it's gonna be some hot
ass.
It's
not sexy.
It's just streetwalkers and Johns.
Yeah.
And these fucking they have the nerve to refer these bitches as sex slaves.
Yeah.
And act like I'm supposed to hate the John. Like they're the ones who are wrong.
I am the John.
Those pigs, by the way, if you're a pig on Vice busting Johns, you're a piece of shit. Yeah, I really feel nothing for you. Nothing.
Yeah,
any prohibitionist, anything, I despise you.
Yeah, I mean, human touch is a human need. Like, I mean, if I'd rather people.
No, it's not. That's slavery of sexuality. Yum, 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 yum. Hold on, let me rebut you. Yum, yum, yum.
What? We're on the same side.
I know. I'm being facetious.
He's being a Kurt. Being Kurt Metzger.
Okay, so wait. But maybe he does aim. Maybe it was a biased thing for sure. The only thing we have to go on is the girl's father said that, okay? Which I understand he would say that because his kid got killed, okay? And obviously he wants the harshest sentence for this
piece of shit.
Well,
let's see. Let's think about
it. I can't blame him for that.
Did he steal anything from the apartment after he shot the people?
No, he didn't shoot them in their apartment. Am I the only one
that
knows
the
story?
He didn't do anything. He surrounded.
Where did he shoot them?
It was in the parking spot. They were fighting over a parking spot.
I thought they were inside the building.
He didn't go in the building.
That's what I thought. No. I didn't know.
And shot all of them.
He shot them outside.
So he shot all three of them outside in the parking spot.
As far as I know. But maybe I'm wrong. So you know what? Let's check it out.
I don't think that's correct.
Well, really? Well,
yeah, no, he didn't go to the apartment this time, but he went before and had
a
problem.
He wasn't in
the
apartment.
Did he get him in a staircase? How would it help you parking if you put three dead bodies where their car used to be? I still can't get in!
He sounds like a self-righteous asshole with a gun.
Yes, well, see, this is what I'm getting to. The big story here that's not really is this is a fucking gun control issue. See, the Muslims are mad because they want it reported as, see, we have more to fear than you do from us.
Yes, we
the
do.
The fuck you do.
Yes, we do.
In America, are you out of your mind?
Yes, we do.
Everywhere.
It's about
even.
Everywhere.
Get the fuck out of here.
What? Didn't you see that YouTube video? There's a guy who's a Muslim guy and he's got a sign. He's got a blindfold on. He goes, I'm Muslim and people think I'm a terrorist, but if you trust me, I trust you. And he's got his arms open for people to just hug him. And like, and they play the video and like dozens and dozens of people walked up to the guy.
Yeah, America's real nice considering what you people
but
do.
But you know
what?
You got wrong about that. You people look at you as a Muslim, even like a nice clean cut Muslim, like Hatem.
Right.
And they think that you're a terrorist or a sympathizer, which is almost as bad.
I don't think that's true.
Most Americans don't think that Muslims are terrorists. America goes out of its way. The fact that these crimes are up, it was an already very low number of hate crimes against Muslims.
It's not true.
There was a little
How
bit
would
of it.
You
would
know?
You like to
I'll
bring up.
Well,
the,
there's
graph
other things that hate crimes. There's like. Quality of life, you know. There's certain jobs that you can get. There's certain
what
it's
jobs?
A bottle getting thrown at your head. That's a hate.
I see
crime.
These fuckers working at the airport. How much more liberal can you get?
First of all, those are Indians.
Yeah,
those
they're not Indians. No, they're not Indians.
Yes.
You know how I know? Because I got.
You might have came one across
one.
No,
I was going to the Bahamas, and my license had expired. Right, the day we're supposed to leave for the trip. So the guy won't let me through because it was like a 1 day expiration on my license.
Right.
I go, do I look like a terrorist? And he was a, you know, one of these. He goes, oh, and then he had the balls. He goes, well, what does a terrorist look like, sir? I'm like, you got a family photo album? I'll flip to the terrorist right now. And then a nice woman came, a nice white lady, took me away.
And you guys made the fight?
No, I wasn't able to.
Good, you didn't make that
flight. Of course you didn't make the flight.
And these bastards card me for fucking cigarettes.
But you're allowed to fly without
ID. How racist is that?
Yeah.
How racist to demand ID from me?
Wait, I always get
flattered
when
to fly. Well, you were flying domestically, right?
Bahamas technically is not.
No, it's not
well, then
never
mind. You're not allowed to fly
internationally
without ID.
Yeah, but
domestically, you totally can.
Have people ever fucked with you? Like, just for being a
Muslim? Oh, yeah. What have you had? Maybe you have a story.
I have. I fucked with
besides this podcast.
Beside my friends?
Wow, annual hate crime statistics show slight decrease. So they're actually going down.
You and your new phone.
That's reported hate crimes.
Crimes everywhere going down. Yeah, but
how Kurt really thinks he can get every answer from that dumb phone?
Seriously.
Listen, you dumb new iPhone, I hate it.
Most crimes are about race. Now, black people get definitely more than Muslims.
We get more than anybody.
No, not more than Jews. No.
Are you nuts?
Are you crazy? Jews?
Are you? Jews are not even in all the states we're in.
Are you?
Jews are not even in all the states. I know.
That's what makes
them
more.
We are in.
Okay. Well, here I'll show you the fucking graph.
We even get attacked.
I love that you think I didn't read this before I fucking told you.
I don't think you. I don't know why you think this is just the Bible. Is this the Bible?
It's the FBI's fucking statistics they released every fucking year. This is 2012.
This is reported crimes, Kurt.
Okay.
Reported. Hey, and Jews are very litigious. They will take you to court, nigga.
Okay.
So they're reporting everything.
Okay.
First of all, I'll prove to you that you're wrong right now. What are you doing? Are you Googling?
I'm looking at the fucking chart right now.
Where did you get this from? Google?
The FBI.
No, this here. Hold.
So what?
I don't know how to get out of this.
The source.
Here's the FBI annual hate crime statistics.
You know what? Go to Vegas.com. They have all the answers.
Listen, the only people taking the statistics is the fucking FBI. Okay, and that's the statistic. Now look, maybe it's just the Jews call the cops more. Maybe that's what it is. Okay, but not by this wide a margin. The Jews.
I don't know. Didn't we just have a year long the national education on why black people don't call the cops to report things? Like, didn't we just learn that?
You're still not beating the Jews. The Jews are up.
It's reported.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Is that Sherrod's point?
Do you see how much bigger the Jews bar is
yes,
here?
I see that.
That's not just reporting. Blacks love reporting fucking hate crime.
Let me.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
What are you
because
talking about?
They can't report it on a regular basis. It happens every second. What are you talking
about?
Let
it roll off. Let me tell you.
What are we counting as a hate crime?
The hate crimes to black people are usually by the police.
Let me explain.
You don't want to give it to Jews.
Okay, everybody, listen. Listen, everybody, listen for a second. Now, when I was in high school in New York City, right? I went to high school here in this city. This one. And they used to always rate the worst high school for violence.
Mm-hmm.
And people would be like, oh, Tilden. Tilden's so bad because look how all this violence. But they didn't know that motherfuckers were reporting that they got their bus passes and subway passes stolen so they can get another one and sell their first one.
Right.
So this was a thing they were doing. So it looked in statistics that this is the worst school in the city. But it ain't. It's because somebody got a hustle going on.
So who do you think is getting more
And you
got
to report it to get the new one.
Okay, yeah. Who do you think is getting more victimized by hate crimes than the Jews then? Go ahead. Tell me who's the
by
real
the
one.
By the Jews?
Blacks.
All right, let me ask
no,
you.
No, you're not.
Okay, let
no,
me ask you
not.
One thing. Kurt, yes. Tell me the last
you know
incident
some Jews
that
are
you
black
know
too.
That
you
the
know
Jews
that, right?
were suffering from hate crime. What's the last incident?
The last one was, there was one right here in New York when these
don't
guys.
Don't point to the bathroom and just pretend that's like, it was like
no, it was,
like, no,
it was here.
Give me a name. Give me an incident that we all know and that the last Jew.
That you all, listen, apparently you guys don't know shit. So let's not go by what you all know.
You
don't
know
anything.
So if you know,
oh, you have facts and figures. Here's my anecdote about high school. Oh, well, that's better than an actual fact.
I'm just telling you how these numbers can be wrong.
Exactly.
The last one I heard about personally was those Jews that got pelted with shit by some car with fucking Palestinian flags when the last Gaza thing was happening.
In Midtown? That was like a year ago.
Yeah, and it wasn't... that's the hate
and
crime?
And they walked away from
are
it.
You, are you comparing that to shooting three people?
In Europe, there was a
hold
Jewish cemetery with the swastika over it.
Well, listen, we can easily look it up.
In Europe. I don't remember where. I want to say Germany, but that's I don't know that that's true.
Oh,
yeah,
by the way,
I don't know.
All these hate crimes that are against Jews.
It was a Jewish cemetery, and then there was a vandal
France.
Who
it was in France.
France. There we go.
Yeah,
and they did the swastika. That was like a week ago.
Yeah.
I think. Okay. So. But that wasn't in the U.S. So the FBI doesn't care about
dead people. So you got dead people,
but you had nobody dead. Nobody was shot. Nobody was, you know. So that's
no, yeah, I
so
believe
you
did.
Actually.
Yeah, all the Jews in
so
that story were already dead.
Exactly.
So let me get this straight. The first one I remember off the top of my head, because it's not a shooting. You think no one's killing Jews? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Keep googling.
Black people die.
And by the way, what Muslims are being killed by black. Fucking?
Besides the ones in Chapel Hill.
Yeah. What? This is the first I've ever heard of anything like this. In fact, let's call it a hate crime. Let's say and not only is it a hate crime, it's racist terrorism.
Okay.
By an atheist against Muslims. Let's call it that.
Okay. I'll call it that.
The
like
score is still 10,000-1. You guys are winning. It's still not even.
But here's the thing. You count American kills. You talk about international kills. What kind
of
kills
like, why,
are you
where's
comparing?
The media, where's the media wrong here? They're like, oh, if it was a Muslim. No, if the guy had no ideology, he wouldn't have been fucking called a Muslim terrorist. If it was just a Muslim guy and it was a parking space, they'd call it a parking space. Yes, they fucking would.
But
white guys don't get a free pass. Whatever
kills,
bullshit you want to say.
If it was the opposite, Kurt, if it was the opposite, what would happen? If the Muslim shot him,
What would they say? What would happen? Yeah. And what? And it was over a parking space? It would be called a parking space.
I don't think
it's only called a Muslim one when the guy yells, which, by the way, they do when it's a terror attack. They go, by the way, this is in the name of the Prophet. If the guy said that, terror attack.
If what if it's he didn't, enough, but he was still Muslim?
Then
what
it's if, not if no one's going to call it a terror attack.
And they didn't say what Prophet. Maybe it's...
when did
Jesus?
A non? Hold on. When did a non?
Maybe it's Rakim.
When did a Muslim? But when was this mislabeled? What Muslim blowing something up where it was not a terror attack? When has that been mislabeled a terror attack? I can't think of one.
But Kurt, here's the thing.
Yeah.
9/11 happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
People died.
Yeah.
It ain't like it's been a million fucking explosions of Muslims blowing shit up in America.
Well, that's because they've stopped a lot of them. They stopped the shoe guy. Let's just say they stopped a hundred of them. Oh, also the guys who were going to blow up South Park, they stopped. Like the guy that went to Times Square and his bomb didn't go off because he made it out of magnets and candy. There's a fucking bunch of them. Okay, they stopped them. Oh, there was that black group that was like kind of a real like open micer. Terrorist team.
Who's that?
It was in Florida, and then they only talked to the dumbest member of the group. His name was Brother Corey.
Oh, Corey.
Remember Brother Corey?
Oh yeah, I know Brother Corey. Like, good man.
They were calling it terror, but everybody was kind of like, this is so lame. Like we shouldn't even give it to him.
Cause terror to the media got to be a sexy story.
Exactly.
If it is terror, and when white guys do it, they call it terror. Case in point, the Olympic bomber Eric Rudolph, who did it, Christian Identity Movement, Christian terrorist, the Unabomber. That was it. He had a problem with fucking.
They never connected to a whole religion. Yeah. They never do. Except when Muslim.
Okay. The Christian Identity guy, they absolutely did. Now you're right, there's more of a reputation when a Christian terrorist does it, people will go, that's not real Christianity. 100% right. That's how it is.
Thank you.
And that's why
Muslim
I agree.
People do it, they go like this. Exactly. The Muslims.
It could be
but here's the reason they say it about Muslims. And it's not the terror attacks, separate from the terror attacks.
Right.
And you could maybe answer to this. When they ask just your average Joe Muslims, okay?
Average Mo.
You're fucking Joe.
I'm using that by the way.
When they talk, when they talk to your average Joe Six Crescents about on the street, Joe Six Kebab. Let's go. Oh yeah, make that the title, Joe Six Kebab.
There was a question. What was your question? You
they
made
go, hey, someone blasphemy. Should someone be executed for that?
Yep.
Should someone be killed for changing religion? A scary amount of the regular, not the terror ones.
I'd say somebody need to be killed for making fun of the Prophet Muhammad.
Who are you talking to?
Well, exactly. Your country, absolutely. Egypt, and then Kuwait, your other country, not so good,
but
a little better than Egypt.
What are you talking about?
It depends. Now, if you're talking to Somalis, that's the polling. That's the fucking polling.
You have no idea.
And by the way, man, in person, I've talked to people who've said that, not you, not naming names, where I've got brought up, then the guy, and it's not even if you say,
Salah.
Yeah. But it's like,
I swear to God, you're going to get arrested.
People think, listen.
Every episode.
Listen, maybe it's wrong, but people think there's an average Muslim who they hear about, well, they drew the Prophet. That's what happens. It's bound to happen.
Okay, but isn't it possible that because that's like, from what I understand, the party line of Islam, that if you ask a Muslim publicly, even an average person, they might feel compelled to say yes. Even though the Muslims that I know, and I know a lot, including through my job,
right.
are really... Not like they're not vindictive.
Yeah,
terrorist
right. Probably
people.
Fine.
They're
the nicest
not.
People
I get along
in the
with
world.
Everybody, yeah. and I've never Sweet. Had a problem.
The vast majority are fine. Absolutely.
Yeah, yes, but if I ask them that, which I haven't, because I got to keep my job. But if I were to ask them that, maybe they would say yes because they feel like they have to say yes.
But whatever
is that true?
It's
could it be true?
It could be true. But here's the thing: whoever answers you, they're not answering you because of religion. It's because of their culture. There's a difference between culture and religion.
Okay.
If you grew up in Saudi Arabia, for example, or Kuwait,
I'm talking about Saudi people.
There's a different culture than Egypt, then Lebanon, then Malaysia.
Sure.
So when they answer you, they don't answer you because they're Muslim. They answer because of the culture.
Right.
So you're
Hasn't
saying
the
an
culture
American
been shaped?
Muslim?
Hold on, that was a good answer.
But it's different countries.
Yes, but
Google
that, Kurt.
It's one even countries with different cultures in different neighborhoods.
Exactly.
Okay, listen. But just having a blasphemy or just having a culture, like you're telling me, our culture is absolutely shaped by religious shit. Our culture is shaped by it.
Okay.
That's why, like, we're a Christian nation, even though nobody's really a fucking Christian, but just everything kind of is based on
It's also shaped on getting the fuck away from religion. That's why they came here in the first place.
Yeah, we're not a pilgrims. Christian nation.
Exactly. We've got to get away from Christian nations.
I'm talking culturally. I'm not talking in the laws.
Okay.
We're the only nation that's not based on a church, which is pretty cool. Every other nation, even the free ones, are based on a fucking church, but we're not.
But you keep saying, why you say, how did George Bush win the second election? It was because of the church.
Yes.
Right? So how do you say, if you can win election because of religion, then
scary,
you are.
Isn't it fucking terrifying? Yeah. It is. And those guys, we laugh at.
But that's every election in American history.
Yes. Imagine, imagine a culture where religious people that we laugh at, we're allowed to mock them.
The advice that
the
I got
scumbag religious people that want control here, we mock them. We can openly mock them.
Yeah.
Just if you have a thing where do that, that's pretty bad.
You have to be smarter than this. Who's laughing at last? Who's winning the election? They can let you think that actually it's not about religion here, but it is.
It is. Oh,
you know?
Totally.
Even as a liberal canvasser.
Hold on. Let him finish what he's saying. Now, what do you mean?
What I'm saying is, like, you can say in the radio all you want in TV that this is not an attack, the culture. Oh, we can say whatever we want. It's not about religion. It's not about Christianity and all this. But the people that paying the big check for you, it's like, he have no idea what he's talking about. Because at the end of the day, they're winning the election. They're running the government. They're doing everything they want to do.
Okay. Because I vaguely kind of understand what you're saying, but I kind of think it's the opposite of that, where it's not they're secretly religious. It's that they pretend they're religious and really they're not religious. And really,
They're using the religion.
Yes, they use the religion, but they're not really religious. Right. Is that what you're saying?
Right. That's exactly,
right.
Okay.
That's exactly what's happening in the Muslim world.
Right.
You know, the people that using the religion are not religious at all. They have no idea. ISIS, for example.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
That's believable.
You know,
but the fact that you can use the religion that way right now is a problem. Listen, I don't think Islam
every
is like,
country did that.
I don't think Islam in and of itself is like this irredeemable force for, I don't think any shit like that. Clearly, you could do Islam fucking where nobody gets killed.
A fun
people
way.
Do it. Yeah, a fun way.
Yeah.
The guy from Bangladesh, okay? The guy we had on, Anand.
Oh, yes.
Like, they wouldn't, okay, his parents, like, when I asked him about Salman Rushdie, right? And, and he goes, my parents wouldn't even give a shit about that. Because in Bangladesh, we don't talk like that.
Right.
Okay? So I'm like, okay, great. So clearly, Islam, it's fully capable
it's not a Muslim
of being
thing,
a regular thing.
Right.
The problem is, too many, and this is where I have a problem with talking about moderate, because the word moderate is fucking stupid. When you say moderate Christian, what that means is shitty Christian. If you're moderate at your religion, it just means you're shitty at it, which is a good thing.
I love that.
Ultimately,
I disagree with you still. Yeah. Again, it's a culture thing. When you say modern, that means your culture is modern. You can understand it in a different way than the past. That's that's what it means.
Wait, say that. Understand it in a different way, meaning not a fundamentalist?
No. Yeah. In one way, yes. And another way, as I said, like all religion, all books about old stories, about stuff that happened in the past. Mm-hmm. So some people take it literally. And try to do it these days.
That's not
so
a moderate.
So the moderate one is the one that understand because of the culture that this is, you know, you just learn the story and act on. You know, so that's
the
difference.
Well, and that's how religions survive, because this kind of thing can continue. And I don't believe, and I don't think anybody here believes, that the average Muslim in any of these countries over there wants this kind of upheaval where there's upheaval.
Of course not.
Nobody wants that.
Well,
and that, if you're basing, I know ISIS is a terror, but if you're basing your military like offensive on that, people are going to burn out, aren't they?
Right.
Yeah. And ISIS are not Muslims, you know. And there's another.
Right.
I tell you a funny story.
I don't think they should be called that either. I think.
Do you know why? This is one of the things. Why they call it ISIS?
Because the Islamic State of something and something.
Islamic State.
Exactly.
Something in Syria.
But this is not the name of the organization.
What is it?
It's
not.
They make it that way. They made it ISIS because they put Islam in it. You know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the organization is Daesh.
Daesh, right.
You know, that's
the
name.
Daesh?
Yeah, Daesh, Daesh. That's the name of the
organization. You mean the acronym in Arabic is not...
The name of the organization. For example, if you say USA, in any language, it's still going to say USA. Because
so what
this is Daesh, the letters.
What does that mean?
Right.
Daesh means literally ISIS. You know what I'm saying? But they translated and put it as ISIS.
Right.
So people can understand more that it's about Islam. But, you know, the name is not even ISIS. Why did you call it ISIS? You know what I'm saying?
Sexy.
So how do you spell it? How do you spell the real name? How do you spell it?
Daesh. D-A-H-C-H, I guess.
D-A-E.
Daesh.
S-H, right? Daesh.
Yeah, yeah.
Daesh?
What does it translate what to? That
it translates literally the Islamic New Empire in Iraq and Syria.
When's the album dropping?
We expecting a big follower. I tell you a really funny story. It's sad and you know about the people that got killed, the Christian in Egypt, and how we respond.
Oh yeah,
obviously. Thank you very much.
When the ISIS terrorists are in Egypt, no, it was in Libya.
In Libya, but they killed Egyptian Christians.
Yeah, they took a whole crowd of them. It was like, how many was it?
21.
Yeah. What happened?
And cut all the heads off at the same time.
So we sent the army and we bombed them using the air force and stuff. So anyway, they were analyzing the pictures of the terrorists. Mm-hmm. You know, in
right.
And they said that they think that one of them is a woman because she have feminine face. You
right.
Know?
Yeah.
So just imagine them back in the cave. It was then actually, if it wasn't a woman and it was like a
be
real
like,
guy.
Muhammad's a woman, he's yo. Like,
he was like,
ass.
Yeah. It was like,
well, was there another instance? I don't know if it was in Egypt or where it was. Where there, I think there was a synagogue that was being protected by Muslims. There was like an
oncoming attack.
I think that was in Egypt. Yeah, it was like last week as well.
All
right. Well, let me tell you what you said about not taking the text literal. That's very reasonable. Okay, and I want you to understand. I agree with that. But just so you understand, I don't know if you've ever been fundamentalist, but I have been to people that follow it literally. It's the idea that the people that are the hardcore fundamentalists are the warped version.
Uh-huh.
They're not. They're the originalists. They're the guys who are like, we don't change nothing. The people that go, well, with things are different now, who I agree with, I think you're the ones warping the fucking religion. The guy writing it down, the religion is perfect. The second he writes it down, that means especially Islam, no innovation. I mean, that's written in. There can be no innovations. I say innovation is a good thing, and it seems like you say that
too.
Where
did you get that from?
From the Quran.
But listen, no matter how fundamentalist the book is, like the religion is not a book. The religion is the people.
But look at this.
So that means that in these that the fundamentalist Muslims are just as much a representative of that religion as the moderate ones, if not even less.
Oh, that's
because
what I'm trying
they're
to say.
The minority. So yeah, I think that it is part of Islam because they're there, but it's not. But proportionately, Islam, if you count all the Muslims, is more moderate than extremist, right?
Yep. It's but you don't hear, like I would say the last time I was here. Yeah, they just you don't hear because it doesn't sell. You know,
of course,
right, you want to sell. Stories, you know, so stories are gonna sell is Muslim did this, Muslim did that, you know.
Well, don't you think a little bit of a is they actually are doing shit? I mean, Charlie Hebdo,
everybody's doing
you
shit.
You don't have
Kurt.
To make Charlie Hebdo into more of, I mean, it's just as it happened, it's a
but
thing.
But here's the thing, the same day, same weeks as that, it was shootings in Ukraine the same way.
Exactly.
That was on
45
the news.
People died in Nigeria. Yeah.
Nigeria, honestly, these girls still missing.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? It's like, stop. Well, they talk about what they want to talk about.
Well, if you look at the history of fundamentalist Christian in the United States, I mean, the number of changes that has gone through and the different, like, the different...
Yes, but
you know,
the
like,
changes happened is what I'm saying. Look, I'm sure Islam will get there where enough... All the change that has to happen has to just be enough that really holy shit... Basically, when you could make a piss Muhammad, okay? And nobody dies. That's when you've arrived.
You can do it right now.
Because piss Christ, the guy made piss Christ, gets death threats. So you could still threaten him with death, but he's got to stay alive after he makes piss Muhammad. And they'll go, okay, well, it's mellowed out to the sufficient degree that we need
people
it to.
People are stupid as shit.
Yeah. I think that the media has to report on like these cooperative acts between Muslims and other people, like how they report on like kittens and puppies being friends. In a nice YouTube video. Because it's really cute.
Change narrative.
Is that a dog and a turtle and a Muslim?
But Kurt, I reject the premise of what you said earlier. I don't think that fundamentalism means the original. I think that fundamentalism means inflexibility. I think it means an idea of an isolationist.
Who do you say that as a religious person?
But when you interpret, though.
Let me tell you what a fundamentalist interprets it as. The original. Just so you know.
I think it's what they tell them.
Yes.
I think they're wrong.
Listen,
I mean,
I know the cuckoos that live in Mecca, the holiest fucking site in Islam.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that real Islam? What's being practiced in that
fucking
vicinity? Let me ask you something.
Because it looks like you say stuff that you don't understand. You said that those who live in Mecca, do you think anybody lives in Mecca?
Listen, the area.
I'm asking a question. You said.
Okay, Saudi Arabia. The people that live around.
Different.
And are walking around in a circle praying and shit. Those are a certain kind of Saudi Muslim.
How is that a bad
Muslim.
Thing? This is something that they I believe in. What's
That's
wrong
not
with
what
that?
I'm saying. I'm saying those people there, their version of Islam, which is kind of harsh.
No, it's not. Actually, the people that go late, to,
women can't drive people.
That, no, I don't think that's true.
Is Mecca in Saudi Arabia? Not, or
okay,
not right?
okay. Hold on. Again, once again, women cannot drive in Saudi Arabia is a culture thing,
not a religious thing.
Then why are religious clerics the one? Okay, I get you. Say
that
the
assholes. Because they drive that particular everything. Dude is an asshole.
If you yes. can hear,
so you, the
that
culture,
particular cleric is an asshole yes. who don't want his wife driving.
Hold on. The culture has too much religion. Be, like we have in our culture,
so it's a culture problem. So don't say it's Islam. It's a culture problem. They
well,
don't want
okay.
Women,
the culture problem is there's too much Islam.
They
That's
drive
the
in Egypt.
Problem.
Listen, okay. But here's
the
thing:
there was
women,
too much Christianity when
women drive in Egypt.
Like,
yes,
there women was too drive much in Egypt.
They, oh yeah, the one great. Half of them don't have fucking clits. Also,
no they have clits.
They do.
Before
they
2000,
they do.
Yeah, they do.
Why 2000 was the cutoff?
Apparently.
And they told you.
Before,
I told
I mean,
you
in this country, role. The reasoning behind why women couldn't vote, I mean, there was some like religious talk, absolutely, but there was a lot of like pseudoscience about how like it would impact our fertility because our brains couldn't function at the same time
but
as our uterus.
But who was leading the battle against women voting? It was pastors. And the reason is that whole patriarchal bullshit structure they wanted to hold on to is from the fucking Bible. So you could say cultural all you want. The bottom line is the Bible encouraged that bullshit. Yes, because religion is invented by men, it's not by God, it's by men.
Right.
So they're cultural bullshits in the religion. Cultural. So we have a mirror to a mirror to a mirror.
Yeah,
that's
it gets
meaningless. But once you get the religion part down, like Pat Robertson, we can laugh at. Pat Robertson's not issuing a decree. Like, say Pat Robertson, say you go on Red Eye and you go, fuck Pat Robertson, he's a fucking dumb cracker. And Pat Robertson cannot go, I decree a fatwa on Sherrod.
Bring it.
And have it. He
yeah,
can't.
Seriously.
Bring it,
he
motherfucker.
Can't, but he can't.
I'll make spam sandwiches out of that white boy.
He can't.
It's not credible. It's fucking be ridiculous.
Well, listen, it's
because
true
here
about...
they're treated like buffoons.
Right.
In some countries, okay, fine, it's cultural, but the cultural problem is they have too religions has too much say-so.
No.
I talked to a... I'm sorry, go ahead, hot time.
No, go ahead.
No.
Okay, again, it's not they have too much religion. Their understanding of that religion is based on their culture. Mm-hmm. You have to understand the difference.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Right.
They understand the religion because of their culture in a certain way. That the same religion in another country allows everything else.
Well, I talked to a Saudi guy who's a student of mine.
Yes.
And I asked him what's up with, it's like, it's really hard to kind of toe the line, but I asked him what's up with women not being able to drive.
And he said, and don't he goes, eyeball me.
He told me not to look him in the eye, but he told me that, he's like, he's kind of young though. He's like 23, 24. But he told me that, first, he insisted that they could, and then when I brought up that we always hear stories about how they can't, and he was like, "Well, first of all, that's what gets reported here, which it probably is true." But he also goes, "The reason that we don't encourage women to drive is because some of the roads get really dark at night and are rural, and the police can't get to them, and we don't want those women to be raped." And that, like, I understand that paternalism also is goes hand in hand with religion, but he really believed it. And
that's
I asked
dumb.
Him if it was a religious thing, and he, with all his heart, said no. And whether it is or isn't, I don't know, but that's what he said.
How do you think he got that feeling that women are his fucking...
Because
I
of
agree.
His culture.
I agree with that.
Why is the religion not fixing... Well,
but
look,
how
you know,
is the religion... There was
change.
No cars back
we,
then.
You know what? We have a fucking... But we can't
say...
Every time,
you can't say, like, oh, you have to drive.
Here's the argument. Every time we have this argument, by the way...
Religion.
Every time, all I'm saying is Islam has to time travel. Islam has to time travel a little bit more of the future. That's all it has to happen.
But here's the thing: it's countries as Islamic that women drive.
Exactly.
Islam doesn't
okay,
have to
fine.
Change. The culture
most
has
of
to change.
And
there
are right?
fundamentalist Jews and
most
fundamentalist
of
Christians
yes.
who are also trapped
the religion,
in a time
okay,
capsule.
But the
bullshit.
Religion's not helping. The religion's not
the
helping.
The religion has nothing to do with driving, Kurt. There's no cause back then. Again.
Okay,
how?
Well, why is a cleric the one making these religious arguments?
Because
really
they're political leaders and they're fucking nonsense.
Exactly.
Why is a religious guy a political leader?
Why is Al Sharpton?
Exactly. Well,
that's a better question than my question. Why is that fat fuck a
because
fucking...
Because when you got a church where people come see you and you got a base, that's you got power.
Yeah, when you have a platform.
Al Sharpton's a far cry from a fucking mullah or an ayatollah. He's a far cry from that, okay?
Okay.
He's pretty much a joke. But listen, the argument always
so
ends up
he's
the
so,
same.
He's so far from that because he's better or
the,
worse?
The argument always ends up the same, which is I shouldn't be judging Islam. I should be prejudiced against Arabs. That's the argument we have every time. It ends the same. No, it's not Islam. It's the Arab. You know what? It might be right. Islam's people, probably making them better than they would have been.
Let me tell you something. I don't have to wait for religion to hate a motherfucker. I go straight to the source, the person.
Exactly.
The person. I don't give a fuck what religion you are for me to hate you.
But look, if the culture is at fault and not the religion, then the religion doesn't need to change. None of them need to change. It's just the people.
It's the people.
Exactly.
It's how the people.
How they understand it.
So be prejudiced against Arabs.
Individuals. It's the individuals,
baby.
That's all it is.
I'm just saying this. Criticizing Islam. My problems with Islam are basically the problems I have with every other fucking religion. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not really that extra special to Islam. In fact, I agree with you. A lot of the shit is a cultural thing, and it's just fucking Arab bullshit. Sure. The bottom line is, I don't like any of these fucking religions. I really don't. And I think what they do is they train your mind the wrong fucking way. That's what's bad about religions to me. And I had it.
Well, I had religion in my life. It didn't train me the wrong way.
Exactly. Same here.
I got trained to have faith. I don't know what you got trained in.
To love people.
I got trained to have faith.
So they give you a reason to hate them.
Okay. I got trained to have faith. Well, that's the part. That's the good part that they all have.
But they never
told
me.
And that's how
they
shoehorn in the other bullshit. So you go, we should all love people.
You gotta take it with a grain of salt.
That's nice. And then they put the fucking funnel in and dump a Muhammad flew a winged horse at some bullshit. And that's how you believe the nonsense part.
But you
gotta
have
the nice
own
part.
Reason. You gotta have your own reason.
But I could. You gotta
brain.
Love people. I don't need Jesus to fucking do that. I could do that without Jesus. Okay, the part I could do without is the anti-gay part. Mm-hmm. I could do without.
I can do without that. And yeah. I didn't come up in a church where it was anti-gay.
Well, that's in the religion, by the way. That's in the Bible. People that try to say it's not in the Bible are
so
out
what?
Of their
and
fucking
who,
mind.
And who wrote the Bible, Kurt?
The Lord.
No, dude. A dude wrote it.
I got a couple
you
of
say that as a not
if
religious. If you were a Christian, though, you would understand that God wrote it.
No, I am a Christian. I understand that a man wrote it. He said God told him, but a man wrote it. Mm-hmm. I know that.
But it's God's.
And that piece
it's God's
didn't
word.
Exist in a
I don't
vacuum.
Think God floated
God
down here with a
time.
Box of crayons, nigga, and wrote some shit.
Well, guess what?
But that's not because of the religion. That's because of you.
Listen.
Yeah, and that's because of my mother. Mm-hmm. And that's because of the church I went to.
That's the whole point, though. That's because of the people. Yeah, not because of the religion.
You say you're a Christian. Look, you're my favorite kind of Christian, where you say you're a Christian, and then you do what you're going to do. But I used to be a Christian.
Because my God forgives.
Yes, he does forgive.
What's more powerful, Kurt? Religion or politics?
More powerful for what?
For anybody. Just to be powerful. To be
I say religion.
Who
and
do you
only
think runs the world? The religion or the politics?
I think it's politics because it's even politics in religion.
Money runs
the world.
It
talks to the same part of our brain. Yeah, it's this idea of do you want to belong to a group.
Everybody, but look,
everyone it's what
has
Sherrod said. Sherrod nailed it.
I say it's politics because it's even politics in religion.
Exactly. Religion is a currency
of politics. And guess what?
It's
no religion in politics.
Did you hear that? That was so smart.
Zero.
First of all, I say it's religion, and I count a lot of things as religion that you might not count as religion, okay? Like the
midgets.
Like a communist midgets is a thing.
The Church of Midge.
And the reason is not everybody gets access to politics, but everyone can have the big appeal of religion is everyone can have access to it.
No, everybody
rich
gets access
poor,
to politics because politics happens right here in front of you.
Well,
politics is how people deal with
people. Deal with the people.
I guess my view of when he was saying politics, he meant the running the world politics, not necessarily the politics of like our show. I don't want
politics.
Isn't
it
all
more
the
than
same
voting.
Thing?
Somebody wants to control people.
Yeah,
is it easier to use religion or politics?
Say that again.
If somebody want to control everybody,
religion.
Is it easier to use religion or
religion?
Fear.
It's religion. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Bad people do bad shit.
Okay,
good people do good shit.
So let me
but
ask
if you want to make a good man do bad shit, you need religion.
Okay, great.
Whose quote is that?
So let
that's somebody's quote.
That's a great quote.
It's a great quote.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's how you get
it's
a guy, a good man.
Tawil from the olive tree.
Just Tawil. That's how you get a good man to do evil, not politics.
Okay, so
with religion.
Because if you do evil in politics, you're already evil.
So you're saying that religion is the one that controls everything more than politics. Politics, right?
Right.
Isn't it?
No, that's the best way to control.
Okay, but politics is make you use the religion to control the people. Do you understand?
You know how I look at it? I'll tell you how I was trained from Revelation. Uh-huh. the government is the beast, you know, the wild beast in Revelation? That's the government. And then the whore of Babylon riding the beast, drunk on the blood of the prophet, who looks like my ex in the Jehovah's Witness book. I realize now that's why my ex is hot. She was a redhead with
she
a lot of blue eyeshadow.
Stayed away from.
And she was drunk on the blood of the prophets all the time.
It's so funny.
But the whore riding on the back of the beast, that's all the churches. They ride the back of the beast, which is government. So government's the wild beast.
Right.
The church, the whore rides on the back of it, and then they kill the prophets is how I got trained in religion. So that's the closest thing I have to their relationship.
That's pretty accurate, though.
Government's the beast. The church is the whore.
Okay.
That fucks it, I guess.
Yeah. Who fucks the beast?
Right, what do you say? You have a different...
It's getting sexy.
No, I'm just trying to get to the point to explain to you that everything about religion and politics is the same. They just try to control people, so they're trying to make you feel different, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Keep the war and all this. Who started Bin Laden? Who started Taliban? Who started ISIS right now? Mm-hmm. Who started everything? Who started all that?
I mean, whether you're...
Well, what they have in common is it's a guy who wanted to find a way to control other guys.
And get pussy.
It's true, but it was...
But we needed
that
in order to cooperate on the scale that we did. I mean, I think a lot of this stuff has gotten to a place where it's sort of maladaptive, but like we needed the idea of religion. We needed the idea of nationalism in order to build the fucking roads and
do
the
we?
Temples. And like,
how
yeah,
did China
absolutely.
Do it? How did China get
Look
it
at
done.
Any other species. They
How did
had,
China
they
do it?
But
communism, as they have it, is also like a religion.
A religion.
So like, even the NFL,
the
football
temples,
is like a religion.
They had a,
college
they had a
football
leader,
is a
they had
religion.
Hierarchy, yep. They had all
so
that
everything's
shit.
A religion. Anything that you believe in like a fucking maniac is a religion.
Well, religion has the part of it that tells you how to behave and not behave, and then it also has the part that people just use for themselves.
Yes.
Hold on. I want to know, what did you just
religion
say
Religion can
before?
Be hijacked more easily than politics.
I agree.
What did you say? Religion is a hijacker. What did you just say before she started? What was the last thing you said? Before Caitlin said her thing,
fuck Kurt.
You're talking about religion.
People that they're the same.
Oh, he's saying that politics. You're talking about the politics.
I'm saying that they use religion. They can ease. Oh, I said that ISIS and Taliban and all this stuff.
Oh, we made them. We made them.
Yeah.
Okay, now here's
right,
what I want to say
right
about that.
Now,
okay,
wait. ISIS is made by the U.S. Right?
Well, that's because of we didn't take the Bath Party people and fucking.
And
we you're right.
We just bombed
them. Hold on.
You know,
listen.
We just bombed them and we didn't get any support from the U.S. Actually, Obama said we don't support it.
Well, he's trying to get money to send fucking troops now, which I hope they don't do. That should
all troops are going.
Arabs should have to do all that
troops
work.
Troops are going.
But here's the thing. As far as making Al-Qaeda and making... That's so record producer sounding, like fucking... like P. Diddy made Biggie. No, he didn't.
No.
He found Biggie.
He found Biggie.
He found Biggie and nurtured his talent into a rap career.
Right.
But Biggie was going to be Biggie whether or not he met P. Diddy.
He wasn't skinny before he met Puffy.
Yeah, he wasn't skinny before that. That's exactly...
He
so,
was Biggie.
Okay, great. We found a shooting star of Osama bin Laden to fight the Soviets. Osama bin Laden already had those fucking ideals and shit when he went to war.
Right.
It's such a rich guy idea. I made you. He didn't make him. He was a talented kid.
And we had to pick a side.
We gave him weapons.
Politics.
We gave him weapons to fight our mutual
enemy. My enemy.
Right, and then
these
fucking backstabbing ingrates turned around on us because our feet touched the wrong sand. Fuck them.
So
I'm not giving
right.
them.
Why?
You
right
should be licking
say,
our ass for those free
You're
guns.
Right when you say that we shouldn't get involved, though, because what I think what happens is it needs to be an Arab problem for Arab people to solve. Like, when as soon as some shit happens like that, like those Muslims, Egyptian Christians getting slaughtered, the Jordanian pilot getting executed.
Yeah.
All those people, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, turn right against ISIS. And I'm not saying they were big like cheerleaders of them in the first place,
right.
But they like that's when those both countries decide to take action, and the ISIS will alienate all the other Arab countries also.
Yeah, but we gotta lead. We gotta lead that fight.
No, but we can't because we're doing exactly what every empire that has come before us has done. We're doing it. Like, I mean,
we're going in.
What do you mean?
We're going into this as well.
We're
going to have boots on the ground.
Absolutely.
Should we go in this
but
war?
Listen,
wait,
look
we
at
can't
World
help
War
II. But that's
that
being the hegemon.
That makes it
we're the empire.
That makes it a thing where now instead of Arabs fighting and solving an Arab problem,
right.
Now we're in the mix and they all of them just
you know
get
what
to
you
hate
sound like?
Us.
You know what you sound like?
We're not
World
the problem.
World War II, the Nazis taking over, America stayed out. Everybody's like, why you ain't getting in America? It ain't our fight.
Well, this isn't Europe.
European solve European problems. And we got in.
Mm-hmm.
And we gonna get in this shit. We can try to stay out longer, cause say Brown, but nigga, who gonna do it?
What are we gonna do?
It's not that we got. We didn't have two other longest wars in history going on. Look, in World War II,
we
didn't have two wars going on when that shit happened.
We don't have two wars going on now. One is over.
Is it?
Iraq's been over.
We still got people there.
This is also Iraq. All of this is also Iraq.
Pulled out.
This is all that. This is the same war.
We're going in. If we went in for Europe, why wouldn't we go in for these motherfuckers?
But it didn't work then. Why?
You know
it didn't work. We
got
Hitler.
It didn't work in Iraq. I'm not
the
talking
Marshall
about
Marshall
plan.
Okay.
Didn't work in Iraq. Didn't work in Afghanistan. Why
because
is it going to work now?
Because now it's no borders. We're not fighting a country. We fighting a fucking thing. They jump from border to border. They're not Iraq. When we
so
said we were in that war in Iraq,
that by sending
all
people.
Those insurgents came from other places to fight in Iraq. Iraqis like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. So we not fighting a country.
Well, should we go? Yes
and you
or no?
And you starting by shooting people in parking spots.
Wait, Hatem, should we have sent troops as a Middle Easterner? What do you say?
Should we go in?
For ISIS. Should America go in and fight ISIS?
No, but you should stop supporting. All the weapons that you dropped in Libya was to ISIS.
From a national security perspective, I think this is the important thing about Islam. I think that the more Americans that we have on whatever platform talking about how this is us versus Islam is the best recruitment tool that they have.
Sure.
The every time we kill a civilian over there, every time that we take some action that causes human hardship for Muslims, that's the recruitment tool.
Yes, he has to say that. He has to go, those are not the real Muslims. 100%.
Of course.
100%. Yeah. Obama, when he says they're not real Muslims,
separate them.
That's the smartest thing to do.
Separate them.
Absolutely, because they want to be known as Muslims.
Well,
so don't give
it to them. Well, the distinction is they are real Muslims, but that's not the real Islam.
Listen, we can call them...
A Muslim is a person who is a Muslim.
But here's the
you
thing.
Can't take that away.
They can be whatever they want to be. We can call them whatever we want to call them.
But true Islam is not just the extremists of it. You can't say that they represent Islam.
Okay, look, here's my one point I've been trying to get the whole show. The true any religion is what the fucking book says. It's not the one I approve of.
No, it's what the people are doing.
Stop with your Jew perspective.
It's not a book.
Oh, my God.
It's not a Jew thing. It's an everybody
thing.
See,
the Jews, that's they're a race and a religion. That's how she... Because she's a real Jew, technically.
Yeah.
In Jew rules. But in so she can't
Straight
wrap her head.
Factory.
Yeah, she can't even wrap her head around what
no,
I'm talking about.
I'm not. That's absolutely not true. I can wrap my tiny head around it. That's not the point.
Your small
the point
Jew
is,
skull cannot even hold
my woman's head can more than contain this thought. The point is not that. The point is every religion, not just Islam, everything, including what you call religion, that like communism, whatever, is the people. It doesn't exist without the people.
Right.
The ideology doesn't sustain itself. It's the people who do it. So
right.
by that definition, which I think is a reasonable one,
right.
the whole religion includes the poles of the secular ones who are that religion
right.
and the extremists who are that religion. And then in the bell curve, that fat part, mm-hmm. all the people in the middle.
Right.
That's what it mostly is.
Yes, right. I know what, listen to me. What's on paper, okay, much like the Constitution
it's
is.
It's literally the opposite of what's on paper.
Never heard of a Constitution.
Okay, the religion, but that's not, whoever the founder is designed what they designed, okay? Islam's not called.
But then they died
Islam,
and people
just,
kept it
will
alive.
You shut up and let me fucking finish, okay. everyone? Islam's not called the work in progress. It's called the final revelation because it's done. There's nothing else to add. Everything's in here, okay? Christianity, same exact fucking thing. This is the final thing you got to hear. There's not going to be anybody who changes this, okay, is an antichrist. That's what it says.
But it's been changed.
And
but
Jesus like says, if you're a moderate, okay, he goes, like for all intents and purposes, the word moderate, that's like lukewarm water. I spit you out. I'd rather you be cold
right,
or hot to me. Because I spit out lukewarm. Jesus fucking hates moderates. Do you understand? All I'm saying is this terminal, yes, by all means, let's use it. But that's not what religion is. The moderate is a watered down version of the original fucking thing, the most primitive version. That's what the religion is. And we can all lie, and we should, because that's for the common good. No, I'm the moderate version. But all you are is watered down. You are the warped version. That's what I'm saying.
That's how
if
I like
you're
it.
Nice, you're warped. And I like it that way too.
That's how I like it.
But I'm not going to pretend, well, that's not the true.
So you're saying all religions start off like this. Kill other religions.
You know, yes, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's what
kill
I'm trying to
get all
at.
Of them.
You know, God hates fags. That is the real Christianity. That's what's in the fucking book.
And who wrote it?
There's a lot
but
of
who wrote
shit
it?
In the
but
book.
Who wrote the book,
yeah,
Kurt?
Weird.
I'm going back
to
your
this
point,
about interpretation.
Kurt. Who wrote the book, Kurt?
The one
not
true,
a fag.
The one true God of Abraham.
Or maybe he was.
Okay. Well,
I happen to be a Christian and believe
like,
the one
like
true
any,
God.
Like any
gave us
religion.
The truth.
Well, like any religion, when you look at that text, any fucking religion that lasts more than fucking 10 years outside of a trailer park or whatever, the book is up for interpretation.
Yes.
Right? So, like the, you know, lying with another man is an abomination, and then, you know, mixing wool with fucking, you know,
right.
latex.
What's it say about finger blasting a man's ass?
Right,
to
you know,
man.
Like,
does it say anything about finger
there's,
blasting?
There's so much shit there. I mean, like,
right,
you
don't follow it because that's insane. That
yeah,
would be
it's insane.
Right.
But what
someone's
what people,
doing that.
But what people pick out and like, and then choose to heighten. Like, that's what interpretation is. And whatever Ayatollah or whatever priest or whatever fucking whatever the Jews have, like whatever, like
rabbis,
that
Caitlin.
Or rabbis, I don't know. Stuff. I don't know. Whatever.
Property. They have property.
Like, that's where the interpretation lies, and that's where the culture comes in.
Okay, great.
Is that the culture is what we're elevating from the book because okay. there's too okay. much there.
Go
all
ahead.
Of them.
That's great. Like, Caitlin, that's all wonderful. I'm for all that. Yes. I'm telling you, you're a bad Christian. Just
I'm
so
not
you know.
Anything.
Okay, oh, well, just so you know, I love people that aren't religious trying to wrap their head around it. It's real cut, and there's no shades of gray.
Right.
There's black and white. I had this class to learn Bible. He personally told me there's no gray areas. Everything's
I
black
can,
and
I
white.
I went to Catholic school.
If it's gray, if it's gray, it's black.
I went to Catholic
Did he
school.
Touch you?
They said the same no. shit, and I told them this.
It's worse than
that. Part
if I
me.
Jerked them off, that'd be less damaging to my fucking brain than getting that Bible shit put in my
Can
I took stupid
Kurt?
Lessons.
Can I ask you something? If the religion
they seem
is,
to have taken.
Look, if the religion is the book, yeah. then why do you need people to tell other people about the book? If the religion's just the book, then you could get the religion by just reading the book. Then we'd have no priests and rabbis or anything.
Oh.
Yeah, then why do we why have a guy?
Well, you didn't know that.
Why do
you
we have
can.
A guy to tell us
Hold
what
on.
That is?
That's anyone can pick up the book. You didn't know that? That's why God always comes to illiterate people to prove to us that his word is for everyone.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Why do you think God goes to fucking illiterates? You can pick it up without a man. That's right, you can.
Let me tell you just the bottom line, the bottom line of all this, that all religion
they
tell
hurt
you.
Kurt, boy. Those Jehovah's hurt my friend.
No, you know what? It doesn't hurt as much as like the stupidity of people that aren't religious trying to make excuses for religion.
Right.
I was in the, like, whatever you are, dude, you're probably closer to them. Like, I'm closer to a crazy Muslim than you are, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In
I
how
agree.
I was raised.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah. And
can we have this in writing?
Yeah. And people, but people don't get how a fundamentalist thinks. So when you hear this bullshit excuses and they go, well, they're just disenfranchised and they're just, they're marginalized by society. And that's why they do that. Like, you don't get, we want to be marginalized.
Right.
That's, we take pride but, right. in not being one of you.
Yeah.
But, right. but Kurt, let me tell you something. It's very simple. At the end of the day,
yeah.
religion is about something you believe in or mm-hmm. you don't.
Right.
You don't have to. Your reward is at the end of the next life.
Right.
It doesn't
right.
tell you to do anything in this life. Religion doesn't tell you
hey,
to kill any
point.
People or do anything.
It
believe
doesn't.
In it. No, it doesn't. It, not
oh,
any
so,
book.
Oh, explain this, though, real quick, because you know the Quran better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
So the kill the unbeliever wherever you find him. What, explain those scriptures to me from the Quran.
Okay, very simple.
Yeah.
Quran, like any other book, is three things, okay? Stories from the past.
Mm-hmm.
They tell you stories from the past so you can learn. Some laws of the things that happen right then and there. And then the laws of the religion. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you get quotes from stories that happened in the past and you bring it.
So that was a story he was saying.
For example, in
someone.
Quran, it
right.
says that you can drink alcohol, you know.
That?
But because it was three steps to make them stop. First, say you can drink. Second, say you can pray if you're drunk. And the third, say you cannot drink. So you cannot pick and choose from Quran. You have to understand where it's coming from.
In its totality. So that kill the unbelievers was part of a story.
Exactly.
Where
of
they had to kill
old.
Some
yeah.
unbelievers
yeah.
at one point, and he was referring to those
the
specific
last one of the last verses of
right.
Quran,
right.
it says, no more, it's very clear what's right or what's wrong. Don't force anybody for anything. It's
right.
clear now. That was the last order to the Prophet.
So how are they interpreting it? Like how the people that interpret it to go kill the unbeliever.
There you go.
Are
you said you said the magic word, people.
Okay, but how? What are they using? Because I'm sure
their hatred. They're using their own hatred.
Some,
to
but,
see what
some
they
other
see.
Muslim must be going. Well, it doesn't say that. Like, what's their justification? Is it just using that scripture I said to you, or is it something different? Like their justification, where they're like, "Oh, okay, no compulsion religion. That's in the
everybody,
Quran, right?"
Everybody, yeah, everybody understands religion.
Why
the
are they
way.
Allowed to?
If you choose to hate them and think they're not real, you know, they choose to make it bloody and kill people, whatever. Religion is
well,
very simple.
I know, I understand that. I'm asking, do you know what the argument is to go to for? Because since there's no compulsion religion, do you know what somebody who's extremist like that, like what justification they would use? Like, I know why a crazy Christian who God hates fags, I know why they're saying that from the Bible. Like, mm-hmm. do you know what it is that maybe they're misinterpreting, but what their argument is for why what they're doing is
I
fine?
Did miss the meeting.
Oh.
But yeah, I will, no, I don't. You know, they have. There's nothing in religion that says you should do that. You know?
All right. Well, it's just as well because we're out of time.
We're out of time. Yeah. This was a great episode. Hatem, you always great.
No,
when you're
he promised me we're going to talk about Jews.
Oh no!
I came like jeweled up, ready to go.
If you're not watching the live stream, you cannot see the anger on his face.
Unbelievable! You know what we're gonna do? Hot time.
Let's get on because we have to have some in the can, you know, for when me and him aren't around. Yeah. So we've been doing like extra ones. So if you want to, just come to all the ones we're doing that are like our extra. You know what I mean? All extra ones will be hot 10s.
We're going to have a whole bunch of extra
ones. So we'll do a Jew thing.
We probably should do this off the air, though, right?
Well, whatever. Cut this
part. Yeah, definitely.
What, do they have to believe the magic of it's happening live? We pre-record sometimes, fuck faces.
Don't let them know that. Listen, thanks.
Oh, is the magic gone?
Awesome. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
again,
thanks, man. Always going to have hot 10.
Of course.
We're going to have to bat. You're right. Let me get some really Jewy Jews in here, though.
We need some, some.
Not like her. She's not Jewy.
I'm moderate.
No, but I.
We need some real roughnecks to go against Hatem and then go against the Israelites. We're bringing the Israelites back, too.
Yeah, we need some real roughnecks.
No more talk on that. They loved it on Twitter.
All right, take it easy.
They loved it on Twitter.
We have some crazy friends of yours were attacking me on Facebook. Did you see
that? Oh, yes, that was Ron Long.
Wait,
Black
what?
Israelite.
Hold on, was
who
it?
Who plays bass at the Underground for Gnome for years.
No, there's another guy called Vinny.
Oh, that dude, Vinny Tesla.
Guy, Vinny Tesla, that
blocked me. I've been
trying
to get him on the show, but he ain't
okay, because the guy threatened me online, because he kept yelling at me about my Facebooks or something.
Oh, yeah, stop.
So then I fucking...
Vinny's not a bad guy. He's a good guy, but he's got a lot of shit going on in his brain.
Yeah, a lot. So I go, he told me I was corny. I go, oh, I'm corny. So I went in his photos and found his posing selfie. He's this fucking... unbelievable, this guy had the balls to call me corny. He has threaded eyebrows. He goes, yeah, I ain't been at the gym that much, but don't test me. And it's him in a mirror holding a fucking phone. So I go, hey, this is a guy just calling me corny. I don't know, what do you think of it? And this kid got upset, and he goes, I can say it to you because you're a public figure, and I'm a private citizen. You have crossed the line. You made a bit. So I wanted to get him on the show.
I told him
to come on the show, and I called the cops, but he was like, he doesn't.
You called
crazy.
The cops?
No.
Oh.
Wait, what did he say to you?
He was, I don't know. And he was like, just attack. The first thing, he's Albanian, I think?
I think so.
And my cousin's sister-in-law is Albanian as well.
Right.
The other thing is my sister-in-law, she's Albanian. And she said something about you. And then Sherrod
attacked
her.
That's how I roll, nigga.
So,
yeah. Well, nobody wants the fam, baby.
Albanians hold a grudge for
guess
a long
what?
Time.
That's what I hold a gun.
Yeah.
Well, why? What was she?
No, she was nice.
Was she friends
sweet.
Of any?
She was sweet. She was his sister-in-law.
Yeah.
She
my
was
my
nice.
Cousin's she was my cousin's wife. She's very nice. She's just like very, you know, like when you call her a bitch or something like that. She's like, oh my God.
I know. I said. I was nice though.
No, she
nice.
Just doesn't get comedy. But
listen, tell her. I said, shut her fish hole.
But this guy Vinny, I told him. There's a lot of people say, I was like, you know, let's come over. You know,
I told him to come a million times. He said he's a private dude. He loves the show, but he ain't coming in here.
He fucking.
But I'm still working on him. He gotta come in. What are you gonna
do? I was gonna wear a muscle like a Weird Al muscle suit right from UHF and have a man-to-man discussion.
But we
like put my foot.
We want to do a Jew debate.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're going to
wait,
do it
why,
up.
Why does Albanian girl? Why was she mad at me?
Like, what did I? What did I say? I don't know.
I don't know. If she said was it I, maybe a Muslim she said thing? Jokingly about you, but I didn't know she knew you.
Yeah.
I attacked her. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I caused too many problems to really keep track of.
All right, that was a great show. We got to get out of here. Race Wars. I got to do Red Eye tonight.